Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.
بن دیکھے محمد پر قربان زمانہ ہے, جس جس کو بھی دیکھا ہے وہ ان کا دیوانہ ہے. بن دیکھے محمد پر جس کو بھی دیکھا ہے وہ ان کا دیوانہ ہے. روزہ ہے جو آقا کا, جنت کا وہ ٹکڑا ہے. حجرے میں تو اماں کے رحمت کا خزانہ ہے, حجرے میں تو اماں کے رحمت کا خزانہ ہے.
بن دیکھے محمد پر قربان زمانہ ہے, جس جس کو بھی دیکھا ہے وہ ان کا دیوانہ ہے.
اس دل سے بلندی پر پہنچی ہے میری قسمت, اس دل سے بلندی پر پہنچی ہے میری قسمت. جس دن سے محمد کا ہونٹوں پہ ترانہ ہے, جس دن سے محمد کا ہونٹوں پہ ترانہ ہے.
بن دیکھے محمد پر قربان زمانہ ہے, جس جس کو بھی دیکھا ہے
شب مولا جبریل سے یوں بولے. معراج کی شب مولا جبریل سے یوں بولے, محبوب کے تلوں پر.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلن وسہلن ومرحبن بكم and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show. It's a beautiful Monday morning, Monday afternoon, actually. Alhamdulillah, you know, we've been having such beautiful weather in Johannesburg, and I don't know how is the weather on your end. But weather reports say that the whole country had a beautiful warm weather this weekend. Today being the 10th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, corresponding to the 14th of October, 2024. I just seen a post yesterday. 138 days. I stand to be corrected. 138 or 137 days till the blessed month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. We must never forget these duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to see the Mubarak months of Rajab and Sha'ban and take us safely into the month of Ramadan. Our first message, or you can send your messages through on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Our first recipe comes in is for plain waffles, and we'd like to say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Ramiza Sheikh of Polokwane for sending in this recipe. So this is the recipe for plain waffles. So first, your ingredients, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You're going to need 2 eggs. You're going to need 2 eggs. 1 cup of sugar. 1 cup of sugar. 8 tablespoons of melted butter. 8 tablespoons of melted butter. 2 cups of milk. 2 cups of milk. 4 cups of flour. 4 cups of flour. 3 teaspoons of baking powder. 3 teaspoons of baking powder. That was your ingredients. And for your method, you're going to mix the eggs, the sugar and the butter. Mix the sugar, the eggs and the butter. Then you're going to pour in the milk and you're going to mix. You're going to pour in the 2 cups of milk and you're going to mix it well. Then you're going to add in the flour and the baking powder. And thereafter, you're going to give it a good mix. So that was the recipe for plain waffles. Then we have a message or a recipe for chocolate waffles. So you're going to need, again, 2 eggs. 1 cup of sugar, 8 tablespoons of melted butter, 2 cups of milk, 2 cups of milk, 4 cups of flour, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 4 tablespoons of cocoa, and 2 tablespoons of sugar. 4 tablespoons of cocoa and 2 tablespoons of sugar. So, the method for the plain waffles and the chocolate waffles is the same. It's just that when you add the flour and you're going to add in the flour, the baking powder, the cocoa and the sugar. So everything else is the same. You're just going to add in the cocoa and the sugar compared to the plain waffles and the chocolate waffle. And that was your quick and easy recipe for chocolate waffle and for your plain waffle. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Ramiza for sending in that recipe. Our next recipe is for old school sugar beans curry. Okay, this is a bit of a lengthy one, right? But inshallah, we're going to go through it. So, you know, some days you're feeling for old school, you know. I know coming from KZN, this used to be not a staple, but it used to be one of the favorites. Like on a weekend, we have sugar beans curry with a kachumbar and a roti, you know, maybe on a coldish night. So, alhamdulillah. So, let us begin, inshallah. So, 250 grams of sugar beans soaked overnight. 250 grams of sugar beans soaked overnight. 1 liter of cold water. And this recipe was sent in by Mrs. Ali. So, Jazakallah Khairan to Mrs. Ali for sending in the recipe. Then you're going to need 1 teaspoon of rough salt. 1 teaspoon of rough salt. 1/4 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda. 1/4 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda. Then for the braise, you're going to need 1/2 cup of oil. 1/2 cup of oil. 1 dishing spoon of ghee. 1 dishing spoon of ghee. Then you're going to need a few curry leaves. And then you're going to need a few bay leaves. Then 2 to 3 green chilies steamed and slit. 2 to 3 green chilies stemmed and slit. 2 big cloves of garlic. 1 teaspoon of jeera seeds. 1 teaspoon of jeera seeds. 1 teaspoon of mustard seeds. 1 teaspoon of mustard seeds. 1 big onion or 2 medium onions slicedly fine. 1 big onion or 2 medium onions finely sliced. 3 medium tomatoes cubed. 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. 1 pinch of sugar. 1 pinch of sugar. 1 level teaspoon of salt. 1 level teaspoon of salt. 2 heaped teaspoons of chili powder. 2 heaped teaspoons of chili powder. 1 teaspoon of arad. 1 teaspoon of arad. 1 tablespoon of methi and masala. 1 tablespoon of methi masala. And you're going to need a sprinkle. You're going to sprinkle of garam masala. Sprinkle some garam masala. Then for your kachumbari, you're going to need 1 big onion cubed small. You're going to need 1 big onion cubed very small. Then you're going to need 1/2 cup of white vinegar. 1/2 cup of white vinegar. 1/2 teaspoon of salt or little more to taste. 1/2 teaspoon of salt or little more to taste. 1/2 teaspoon of sugar. 1/2 teaspoon of mixed herbs. 1/2 teaspoon of mixed herbs. 1/2 teaspoon of finely grounded black pepper. 1/2 teaspoon of finely grounded black pepper. Then you're going to need 1 big tomato cubed, very small. 1 big tomato cubed small. 2 medium grated carrots. 2 medium grated carrots. Small piece of cucumber. A small piece of cucumber. Then you're going to need a fresh dhania or spring onion chopped fine. Finely chopped. Fresh dhania or spring onion, finely chopped. And then for your curry, this is the method now, right? I'm sure everybody knows how to make rotis. But if you don't, just send me a message. I'll send you the recipe on how to make rotis. Then you're going to need, for the curry, the method. You're going to soak the beans overnight. Soak the beans overnight. And drain out the water and rinse well. Soak the beans overnight. Drain out the water and rinse well. Thereafter, you're going to add to a large pot with the water. You're going to add to a large pot with water, the bicarb and salt. The bicarb and salt, and bring it to a boil. Boil until tender but not mushy. The water should have decreased significantly. Remove from the heat and set aside. Do not drain. The beans broth is cold and will add tons of flavor to your curry. Braise the onions and the whole spices in the ghee on medium heat. Braise the onions and the whole spices in ghee on medium heat until it's well softened and golden. Until it's well softened and golden. Then you can add a pinch of bicarb to speed up the process. Now you're going to add in your tomatoes and dry spices. Add in your tomatoes and dry spices and cook until the water burns out. And cook until the water burns out. Cook until the water burns out and the tomatoes are completely smashed. And the tomatoes are completely smashed. Add a splash of water if necessary. Now you're going to add in the tomatoes and spices, the dry spices, and cook up until the water burns, or add the tomatoes are completely smashed. Add a splash of water if necessary. Add your beans with the broth to the curry. Add your beans with the broth to the curry and allow to simmer on very low for an hour or two. Add your beans with the broth to the curry and allow to simmer on a very low for about an hour or two. You're going to taste and adjust the salt if needed. Taste and adjust the salt if needed. You can also add a little water to thin out if need be. You can add a little water to thin out if need be. Please note that you will not be serving with the kachumbar. If you will not be serving with the kachumbar, add a teaspoon of vinegar or lemon juice now. Add a teaspoon of vinegar or lemon juice now, otherwise leave it out. The sugar beans will need a kick of acid. You can also try some amli juice if adventurous. Now for your kachumbar, you're going to mix together the ingredients in the order listed. Mix the ingredients in the order listed and refrigerate for at least an hour before serving. Stir very well to eventually distribute the vinegar and spices. Kachumbar is not really finicky. Adjust the ratio of the vegetables to suit your taste. adjust the ratio of the vegetables to suit your taste, and if something is not on hand, simply leave it out. And that was the recipe for the kachumbar. Old school sugar beans curry. Maaf about that. Old school sugar beans curry, and that was sent in by Mrs. Ali. Our next recipe is for Ferrero Rocher mousse. Ferrero Rocher mousse. So inshallah, we say Jazakallah khairan to Sister Rohana Ibrahim. Sister Rohana Ibrahim for sending in this recipe. We also give recipe credit to Mama taught me well. So you're going to need 250 ml of fresh cream. 250 ml of fresh cream. 1 can evaporated milk. 1 can evaporated milk. 20 normal sized marshmallows. 20 normal sized marshmallows. 1 slab of Lindt 70% dark chocolate. ...180 gram bottle of Nutella. 180 gram bottle of Nutella. And you're going to need some Ferrero Rocher chocolates. So you're going to warm evaporated milk on a stove. Then you're going to add in the marshmallows, the Nutella, and the chocolate and melt until it's smooth. Warm evaporated milk on the stove, and then you're going to add the marshmallows, the Nutella, and the chocolate, and you're going to melt until it is smooth. Then you're going to leave it aside to cool. Then you're going to use a, You're going to whip fresh cream till stiff peaks form. Then you're going to fold the cream into a chocolate mixture. Then you're going to spoon into a serving dish or individual dessert cups. Then you're going to place on the Ferreros. And leave in the fridge to chill and set for a few hours. And that was the recipe for the Ferrero Rocher mousse. It's gone 12:30 Central African time. This is where we come to the end of our recipe segment. And inshallah, from 12:35 to 12:40, we're going to have like maybe 5-10 minutes of our like our Nasiha segment with the Mulana Zaid, inshallah. So we're going to enjoy some of our nasheeds that we normally play. And if you have any recipes that you would like to send, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.
Allahu love, Allahu love, Allahu love, Allahu love. Allah.
چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا لبئی لبئی اللهم لبئی ان الحمد والنعمة لك والملك
لا شريك لك لبئی لا شريك لك لبئی
شوقی رد مفلوج ہوئے دل ذوق تماشا بھول گیا دل ذوق تماشا بھول گیا
بڑی جب پہلی نظر کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا
کعبے کی رونق کعبے کا منظر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر دیکھوں تو دیکھے جاؤں برابر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر پھر روح کو اذن رس ملا خوابیدہ جنوں بیدار ہوا خوابیدہ جنوں بیدار ہوا تقاضا یاد رہا نظروں کا تقاضا بھول گیا نظروں کا تقاضا بھول گیا کرم کی کیا بات مولا تیرے کرم کی کیا بات مولا تا عمر کر دے آنا مقدر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر
احساس کے پردے لہرائے ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی
تڑپ اللہ اللہ سر اپنا سودا بھول گیا سر اپنا سودا بھول گیا خدا سے تر ہے زبانے کانوں میں رس گھولتی ہیں اذانے بس کی صدا آتی ہے برابر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر
جس سے وقت دعا تو ہاتھ اٹھے جس سے وقت دعا تو ہاتھ اٹھے یاد آنا سگا جو سوچا تھا
اظہار تمنا بھول گیا اظہار تمنا بھول گیا
لبئی لبئی
اللہم لبئی ان الحمد والنعمۃ لک والملک
لا شریک لک لبئی لا شریک لک لبئی
مانگی ہے میں نے جتنی دعائیں منظور ہوں گی مقبول ہوگی میزاب رحمت ہے میرے سر پر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر
پہنچا جو حرم کی چوکھٹ پر
پہنچا جو حرم کی چوکھٹ پر ایک ابر گرم نے گھیر لیا.
25 minutes to 1 Central African time, and this is where we come to, where we do our nasiha segment, or we just give like general advices to the ummah. You know, sometimes when people are afraid to speak about things that they want to talk about, but this is the platform. You know, we are not affiliated with any organization. You know, we are a private, we are own company, so we're not following any regulating board. So therefore, we speak within our rights. We speak according to Sharia and Quran, right? That doesn't mean we can just come on air and speak whatever we want to speak. No, we obviously have to have that adab, that respect. But what is right is right. What is haq. We have to speak it out. Whether the masses don't like it, you know, we will speak our mind. And another thing, you know, our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, and a lot of ulama also speak about the camper down istima. Imagine for the first time, Molana, 150 countries, 150 countries are coming to South Africa because South Africa Camperdown is holding an istima. Subhanallah. You know, my beloved father, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Every istima that we went for, he'll tell me, Ba, come, we'll go for istima. But you know what? I'm going to go for Jamaat. My father used to go for 40 days. Once I know, he went for 4 months. He went all over. He went India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, came back to South Africa. And he went to Northern Transvaal. He told us he went to Batplas. And he went to Paris. You know, and it was a wonderful time. You know, 4 months without my father. Subhanallah. And I was young that time. And you know, people think that, you know what, you're going to istima, you're going to sleep there for 3 days, what are you going to do? But I'm talking about the men folk now, please. Women don't get ideas and say, hey, you know, let's go see what the istima is about. As it is, the whole ruckus about the ladies' Jamaat Khana and the ladies going to the masjid and everything, you know, we totally against that there. But you think to yourself, what am I going to do at the istima? If you haven't been for the istima, where have you been all your life? You know, we go to the istima, you think, hey, now I'm going to go sit here, I'm going to listen to lectures. But do you know the amount, the atmosphere, the mahal? My father always liked that word, mahal. My father loved that word, mahal. The atmosphere, the surrounding. You know, and you know so much, so many, you meet so many people, so many different nationalities and ethnicity, people of different race, color. You know, it's like when you go for Umrah or you go for Hajj, you walk and you see people from Senegal, you see people from Burkina Faso, you see people from Somalia, you see Chinese, Japanese, Moroccan, Egyptian, all these people. And you know, when you go for istima as well, you see these people, when they look at you, you know, you can only hear fikr, 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 fikr. The people talking, hey, you know what, when you're going to go for fikr, when you're going for chilla, when you're going to go for pedal, come, let's go for 3 days, let's go for 10 days. You feel that revert, you feel so energized when you hear about the people talking about the fikr of Allah. Why? Because in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they never called it tabligh jamaat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went out preaching the deen, the word of Islam, to different people. How many letters? Leave Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 125,000 Anbiya came down on this earth for one reason and one reason only, and that was the oneness of Almighty Allah. And when even in the Quran, Nabi Sulaiman Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said, and he starts with the letter, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, my name is Sulaiman. In the Quran, Surah Anbiya, if I'm not mistaken, Marana. Correct?
Which Surah? Surah.
I think it's a Surah Anbiya where Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is addressing Queen Sheba. where he's addressing, and you know, look how much reverence that they came down to spread the deen and spread the oneness or the oneness and of Almighty Allah, to believe in the oneness of Allah. And it's been going on. Maybe people use different words, call it Jamaat or Tabligh, but it's a work of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. It's the same thing. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ji suratul naml.
Suratul
naml. Innahu min Sulaiman wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
So he's
verse 30, ji.
Ji, so he's addressing. And even, you know, even when you come to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, even approach his father, he says, ya abati, is this what you are doing? You are carving stones. Do you not know the oneness of Allah? And that's how, as we know, the famous story where they threw him, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in the fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the fire to be cool. Because why? He was spreading the deen of Almighty Allah. Anbiya came down with the same message, that you know what, we must spread the deen of Almighty Allah.
Gee. And Haji Sulaiman, you mentioned, I was hoping you don't touch this topic, but anyway, since you did.
No, but so it's something important that we have to, because you need to make the people understand that, you know what, the istima is not something that you're going to put you in a cage. Because a lot of youngsters, especially Maulana, they've got this mindset that, you know what, you're going to go to the istima, you're going to sit over there, you're going to listen to a lecture. But you cannot make that assumption unless you go there and you see it for yourself. Then you'll understand as to what the istima is. You know? Yes, so, it's bringing you closer to Almighty Allah, to rejuvenate yourself spiritually, because you're going to forget about the dunya. You know? For the 3 days, you're going to forget the dunya.
So I'll share my experience when we went to Nizamuddin. As a preamble, we'll say this here. Once, not so long ago, we met with one of our colleagues, and they asked me this question, that what would you say is the most important science, or what is the most important subject out there when you're dealing with awam, when you're looking at different scenarios, what is the biggest threat, basically? So I said to him, and it's Aqeedah, definitely it's your Aqeedah. So to preserve our Aqeedah, this is vitally important. And you can see over the years what Tabligh has done. My own example, before I went only for 3 days, and then I said, okay, and my intention was totally tainted as well. I said I want to go for 4 months. I told my mother, even, you know, I'm doing human resources. This will open up my mind. I'll meet different people. So my whole intention was wrong. But as you go, then you realize, what are you doing here? Why are you here? All of this. So we went to Nizamuddin. So that was end of 2010 and beginning of 2011. So 4 months you could do the IPB, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. So when we went, first we went to Bangladesh, and the reason why we went there first was because of the Tongi Ijtima. Speaking of Ijtimas, that was one of the biggest Ijtimas I've seen, and I think anybody who has been there has ever seen. 2.5 million people over a weekend. It's true when they say, when you look left, you do not see the end of the surf. When you look right, you do not see the end of the surf. You look front, back, all of this, yeah. And I remember that incident clearly. Then afterwards, so that's also over 2 weekends. And like you said, you meet so many different people from different walks of life. They used to have a section there, Suleimani tea, they call it. So it's a black tea, and you sit with a big jug around it, 24 hours. And you meet different people, but you are speaking. You don't understand their language. They don't understand your language. But you are speaking of the oneness of Allah. That's one language. That is the language of Iman. So from there, afterwards, anyway, let's fast forward. We went to India. So India after that. And we got to the Nizamuddin. So that was a Merkaz, and you stay there for a few days. And then that's the where actually you are going to head to, Nizamuddin. So, and when your tashkil is made, 3 days, 40 days, 4 months, the ideal eventual place you're going to end up is in Nizamuddin. So when we got there, everything, we spent a few days there, people said, now this was at this particular time, which was a wonderful scene, you would say, because there was no split in the Tabligh Jamaat. And we must admit, the split has brought about major, major catastrophes to this effort, this beautiful, wonderful effort. Anyway, there is justifications why it's happened. Elders have spilled out the beans, why all of this has taken place. Nonetheless, if we can bring it back to that, what a great achievement is that. If Mulana Saad comes to South Africa and we can sit him down and say, look, you made mistakes on these issues and you have spoken against the general and the Muslim Aqeedah on so many issues. So why not now just send out the message, send out and say, you know what, we made mistakes. And you will be uniting the Tabligh Jamaat again. And remember, all these great seniors then will come united again. And this is what we want to see ideally, because it hurts our hearts. Yes, it does. It really hurts our hearts to see that Tabligh is split into two now. And how are you going to operate? How are you going to operate? And this is what I say. You have to go back to the roots. And that's what, it's not just going 3 days, 40 days, 4 months. It's all about one day preparing for the big journey where you're going to go to the main markers, and that's where everything is going to be conducted. Now, previously, when was it? Just 2 weeks ago, Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Devla Sahib Damat Barakatuh was here, and we went for his talk, and what great pearls were shared at his late age, 92. All of this was at the markers in Johannesburg. So, by doing this here, it's just not, it's not healthy. You can't function. It's just, it's like saying, you know what, let's split Markaz Sahaba into two. Suleiman, you go your way, we go our way, but we're still going to go for the same objective. It becomes difficult. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all hidayat. Remember our roots. And this is, I would say myself, that's where that big change began. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such, it is our dua that these two groups can come together again and solve the differences. That's what we say, inshallah.
Well, Jazakallah khairan. I know it is a very sensitive topic, but obviously we don't speak of things that not supposed to be mentioned on air, right? But we want to bring awareness. That is the main purpose, that we bring awareness of the istima. Islamic politics is a very deep-rooted thing, right? But the main purpose of today's topic was for the awareness and to let the people know that maybe some people don't even know that there's an istima happening, right? And maybe the woman folk will hear this and they'll tell their husband, hey, you know what, there's an istima happening in Camperdown. You know, in Camperdown, the in-law stay in Maritzburg, he's not far. You can drop me off, and then you can go 3 days for istima. When you're going back home, then you can pick me up. There's, you know, try to make something out of it. You know, maybe they'll want to do something out of it. You know what I'm saying, Mara? So, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a success as well, inshallah. Mara, jazakallah khairan.
There's just one dua before we leave I wanted to share. And this dua is also, it teaches us great lessons in here. It's verse 140 of Surah Ali Imran. In there, you'll find in the middle of the verse, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا. O Allah, forgive us for our sins and our limitations which we've crossed. We've gone beyond the limits in our actions, in our affairs. This year is ideally what we should be asking for. This, where we have all this, this competition, and it's not for Akhirah, we need to solve these issues. Because this is where we need to go back. You know, in Tabligh, there's a beautiful usul. And that usul, if we apply it to our lives, it will solve all the big, major differences. What's my intention before? What's my intention during? What's my intention afterwards? Before, during, after. My intention for speaking now, what's my intention? My intention during this program, as I'm speaking to you, what's my intention? After this program, to reflect, to see what was my intention. So if we all sincere and we apply this quality, which is a great quality of the 6 points, and it's a big quality of the major of our deen, you could say. And if you see, most hadith kitabs have contained it, innamal a'malu bin niyat. So your actions are judged according to its intentions. Also, actions are judged in Bukhari Sharif narration, innamal a'malu bil khawatim. Actions are also judged according to its end. What's the end result of it? So we're going to steer the ship. We need to steer it with a captain who is equipped and who is going to help us to get to Akhirah, to get to Jannatul Firdaus. So for this, we have to make this dua. Whenever we do any good deeds, make this dua. At the end of it, it's showing humility. It's teaching so many things that I'm not fit, but Ya Allah, you forgive me. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا. It carries on, but we'll stop there. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Say Jazakallah Khairan to Maulana for those inspiring words. And you know, Maulana always has a program called The Exclusive Pearls, which is on a Monday discussing and digressing the Qasida Burda. Maulana, Jazakallah Khairan once again for your time. Allah Ta'ala bless you. بِدِينِ وَدُنْيَا وَالْآخِرَة.
And yeah, we forgot to mention your honorable father. What a key player he was at our markaz here in Johannesburg.
Oh, you know about it?
No, we spoke a few times, and I think you mentioned.
Yeah, no, his words were always like, you know what, markaz was like his second home. Everything he said me ba Friday night, Shab Guzari, father was there. Hail, rain, storm, sunshine, father was there. Come from work, he'll have a bath, everything. He'll say, "Bah, you know, take me, I want to go to Shab Guzari."
Yeah, at Masjid Noor.
Masjid Noor, yeah, in Crown Mines. That was my father's fikr for, and he used to listen to his lectures, sit and listen so attentively. And you know, there's an alim that's in Masjid Noor, I'm not going to take his name, but he mentioned to me, he told me, when after my father passed away, I explained to him, like, you know, who was my father, everything. He says, "You, son, every Friday I want to see you. You must clock register. I want to see you here." Yeah. I say, "No, Ji, inshallah, I'll come." But Maulana, Jazakallah Khairan. We'll leave that for another, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 8 minutes to 1 Central African time, and that was our beloved Maulana Zaid Khan. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, 12:50, inshallah. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.